Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Sukkah Daf Chav Beis in the Arts Kol Ohiz V'Hodor edition. Perek Shlishi, starting Aloch Yud Beis in the middle of Amud Aleph. Sok the Mishnah Mekabelas Isha Miad Bno Miad Bailo. A woman can take the lulav from her husband or son, umachzeres lamayim b'Shabbos, and put it into the water on Shabbos. Because this is for the tzoyach of the lulav, it's considered to be part of the Hidur Mitzvah. Rabbi Do Aimer b'Shabbos machzirim. Shabbos, you're allowed to put the lulav back into the water. Ubi yointov moisifim. Yointov, you can also add more water. Uvimoyed machlifim, it's best to switch the water to replace the water. Kolkot n'shesh b'das l'naneh chayav b'lulav. A child who has das to do in anuim of lulav, so you need to give him a lulav mitzat chinuch. Says the Gemara, continues this idea of what a katan is chayav. Yudel l'naneh chayav b'lulav. He knows how to shake a lulav, you have to give him a lulav. Yudel l'satef, he knows how to put on clothing, chayav b'tzitzis. Yudel l'daber, he knows how to speak. Aviv milamdu loshon Torah, has to teach him Torah. And Reb Chaim brings what it says in the Bavli, which is Torah tziva lanu Moshe. Yudel lishmor yisyodav, he knows how to keep his hands clean. Or yichlim al yodav tshumo, he can eat tshumo, even though he touched with his hands. As gufoy, he knows how to keep, guard his guf. Or yichlim al guf ataris, he can eat taris and rely on the fact that his guf is tar. Aval ein oivel lifnei hatevo, he's not allowed to be a baal tefilo. Ve'ein oivel lifnei kapov, he can do the nesias kapayim as a kohen. Ve'ein oivel al duchon as a levi to sing in the duchon. Ad she'smal hazkan, until he has a full beard, even if he's an above bar mitzvah. Rabbi Oimer, there's another condition. V'chulu miben esim shana v'mal, he has to be above 20 years old as well. So he has to have a full beard, and he has to be above 20. Shema v'yamidu selevim ben esim shana v'malo lenetzeach ha'melechet b'yis Hashem. The levim were in charge of melechet b'yis Hashem only when they reached the age of 20. So all these types of service, something that you're responsible for, you have to have a certain age and a certain maturity. With this, we conclude the third parak of Masechet Sukkah, Hadron Aloch Perek Lulav Vagozul, Hadron Aloch Perek Lulav Vagozul. Starting the fourth parak in Amud Beis. Sukkah the Mishnah. Lulav ve'arovon Beis HaMikdosh, the mitzvah of Lulav, the mitzvah of doing a rov around the Mizbeach, as Shisha v'Shiva, sometimes will be 6 days, and sometimes will be 7 days, as the Mishnah will explain. Ha'alel ve'asimcho, saying the Alel and the Korbanos you bring for Simcha, Shmoni, that goes all 8 days of Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres. Sukkah, the actual mitzvah of Sukkah, v'nisuch ha'mayim, pouring the water, Shiva, 7 days, not including Shmini Atzeres. Ve'acholil, the Simcha's Beis HaShoeivo, is Chamisha v'Shisha, could be 5 or 6 days, because it's not done now in Shabbos and not in Yom Tif. So sometimes Chol HaMoed will be 5 days, and sometimes Chol HaMoed will be 6 days. That's what it means, Chol is 5 and 6. Lulav Shiva, okay, it's not, what do you say, the Lulav is 7 days. Yom Tov Rishon Shechag Shechal B'Shabbos, the first day of Sukkot, Chal Shabbos. So then Lulav Shiva, V'Shor Kala Yomim Shisha. Because the first day, then you take Lulav even on Shabbos. The other day is not. That's as we saw in the end of the previous parak. Reb Chaim here in the Ba'an discusses if it's coming from the Torah, as the Gemara said there in the end of the third parak, or it's a smachta ma'alma, it's only din derabanan. Reb Chaim were goyzer not to carry a lulav and Shabbos, but only doing the 6 days on the first day, which is also in the Gevulim. Arava Shiva Ketza, what's the case of the Arava? Him a shvi shla Arava shechal b'Shabbos. When the 7th day of Arava falls on Shabbos, Shiva, then you have 7 days because you take the Arava on the 7th day, even on Shabbos. Shakal yom shisha. But if there's any other day that Shabbos falls in Sukkot, then you don't take a rov. The rov only on Hoshana Rabbah, only the 7th day, that's when Rabbanu made a chashivas for it, to know how important it is, even though it's not mefeirish in the Torah. But the other days, they didn't make it so much. So, the Gemara, Lulav, Arava, Shisha, Vishiv, Vichulei, Rav, Zeirov, Ilov, Yosef, Shem, Yechonon, Arava, Halacha, Lamosh, Vesina. What do we know, Arava? It's Halacha, Lamosh, Vesina. Says the Gemara, the Loik, Abba Shol, it's not like Abba Shol. The Abba Shol, Loim, Arava, Dvar, Torah. That the Torah really says to have a rova, because it says in the pasuk ve'arvei nachal. What's arvei plural? Shnayim arova lelulav, arova lemikdash. One for the lulav, one for the beis hamikdash to go around the mizbeach. Rabbi Rebchiya b'Shabbi Yechonon, they said arova nisuch hamayim ve'esen etiyas. That's the hoysofa that Reb Chaim adds over here, as we have in the Bavli. There's three things we talk about here that they're all aloch l'moshe b'Sinai. Arava is to have the mitzvah of Arava in Beis HaMikdash. Nisuch HaMayim is to pour the water in Beis HaMikdash. And the Esa Netiyah, we're talking about the 10 young trees in a Beiseo, size of a field, you're allowed to plow until Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah. Older trees, you have to stop a little before, not just 30 days, you have to stop before from plowing it. But the young trees, the local Mishra Sin, you can plow it until Rosh Hashanah. It's not like Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbi Akiva on my Nisuch HaMayin Dvar Torah. Rabbi says, the Nisuch HaMayin is coming to Torah. It's not Lochem Mishuvah Sinai. How do we know in Nisuch HaMayin? B'Shein it says, V'Nesachehim. In other words, you're adding another Mem. Instead of Nisko, Nesacheh, it says V'Nesachehim with a Mem Sufis. B'Shishu V'Nesacheh, you're adding a Yud. Instead of saying V'Nisko, you're adding a Yud. B'Shvi K'Mishpatim, you're adding also a Mem instead of K'Mishpot. And then we have another, all the other days of Sukkot, it says V'Nisko and it says K'Mishpot. So you have an extra mem, yud, mem, and then this comes together, mayim, that's the idea of nisuch ha-mayim that we see from the Torah. Reb Chiya bar bo kamei Rav Yochanan, that's from Rav Yochanan. V'achshav lamem choshim eskenus. Now that we learned that you're allowed to plow only the young trees until Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah, so why did you plow even the old trees? Amalei b'shosh shenisna halocha lekach nidno, shemiku lachosh yechoshu. Halacha Mishnah was given, the Rabbanon have the right to change it if they need, if they see there's a tzorich to do it, they're allowed to change it. Says the Gemara, Bo, Bar Zavdu, Shem Chunyo, the Varas Chavron, comes from Bishcharon. He said, Arava, Nisuch HaMayim, Vestanatiyas, Miyasoy Nevi'im Him. Says, it came from the Nevi'im. Says the Gemara, Ma Polik, does he argue and hold it's not Halacha Mishnah Sinai? Says the Gemara, B'Yisrael, Aboy, Mishem Levi, Kachay, So Halacha, Biyodom, Vishachachua. It was Halacha Mishnah Sinai, but they forgot about it. We continue in Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. The Hondu Hashnim came the next generations, the Nevi'im, the Iskimu Al Da'as HaRishonim. And they were able to figure out, Midaisam, what the Halacha Mishnah Sinai was, they forgot. Lamdecho, to teach you, Shekol Dovah Shenoistim Nafshon based in Olof, if they put their Nefesh, meaning they did a lot, they toiled to try and figure it out, so if it is come beyond them, they were able to Mechavet, the Da'as HaRishonim, Kamoy Shenem Al Mishnah Sinai, they were able to even know Halacha Mishnah Sinai, if they have mysterious Nefesh for the learning of that Torah. This goes like a mono taught us. It's not empty from you. So the way you dash it is, it's not empty. If it is empty, it's because of you. Because you didn't toil on it. In other words, it's your choice. If you come and don't toil on it, then it's mikem. It's empty because of you. But if you're yageah, it's your life, and then you have connection to the Torah. It depends on how much you toil in Torah. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Sukkah Daf Chav Beis.